Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. This letter is response to a letter entitled, Council Must Acknowledge Resident Concerns Over Midland Bay Landing's Lack of Green Space. Dear Editor, for many years while working in the town of Midland, I spent my lunch hours sitting at the east end of Midland Bay Landing. I enjoyed watching the boats traveling in and out of Midland Harbor and the ever-changing colors of the water and the sky. In spring, I counted several species of songbirds making the natural areas their home. Song sparrows, eastern kingbirds, robins and northern orioles, just to name a few. I watched people fishing and having picnics along the waterfront. People walking their dogs and people jogging. In winter, I photographed the display of colorful fishing huts and marveled at the number of anglers, young and old, enjoying the bright, sunny, winter days. I am fortunate to live in a rural area outside of Midland and enjoy all of the natural beauty around my home. Midland Bay Landing is a little slice of natural beauty and should be left for those living in urban areas to enjoy. Please don't take this away from those who have treasured it over the years. Sylvia Bumstead Tay.